The trade union committee purpose, I think, was very important within the role of the anti-apartheid movement in the UK. The TUC, as the overall body for unions, whilst opposing apartheid, was very reluctant to support the AEM. And a number of unions over the years had tried to, but they were extremely reluctant because they saw it as some kind of front for the Communist Party. And they didn't see it as what it was, which was the broad, wide-ranging campaigning organisation with support from all areas. At that time there would have been about 10, 11 million trade unionists in the UK affiliated to TUC. It was sort of a natural body for the AEM to try and gain as supporters, but it was clear that it wasn't going to come from the senior ranks of the unions. So I wasn't around at the time the Trade Union Committee was originally set up, which is, I think, was the early 70s, but I was very aware of how it developed. And membership of that committee were people who had influence within their own union, but were not the senior people. So it was very much a working committee, and all the unions who were affiliated had people on it. All the civil service unions were there, the fire brigades union, the agricultural workers, the bankers, MSF, transport general workers, Unison, Equity, the railway workers, whole range of unions. And we were all either full-time officers or members of the National Executive who were able to influence and put forward AEM policies within our own unions and to use that structure to gain support, which I think was extremely successful. So the Trade Union Committee met once a month. They had its own secretary, and the secretary of AEM, which at the time Mike Terry, of course, by then often attended as well. We had a representative from SACTU, the South African Congress of Trade Unions, Mark Sweet, who was in exile, living in exile in the UK, who was able to give support and give information. And the chair of the committee at the time I joined was Fred Carneson, who also was a South African exile. He was a member of the National Union of Teachers, and he chaired the committee right through until 1990, when he returned to South Africa, when exiles were allowed to return. So it was a very broad-ranging committee. We constructed recommended motions for branches to put forward to their own conferences within their own union to build up union support for AEM and its policies. We campaigned for branch affiliations. There was a constant appeal for donations. So we were able to put on that. And obviously, then did things like progress the boycott campaign, get unions to adopt political prisoners, encourage people to support, bring along union banners to the demonstrations that were held, and those kinds of issues. So it was very much a working committee.